Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and welcome to the Muslim Matters Podcast. Editor's Choice, the top 10 articles of 2019, compiled by the Muslim Matters Editor-in-Chief, Hanna Zubairi. Muslim Matters is grateful to Allah for our readers and our writers for collaborating to build the Muslim Internet's most widely read online magazine. It is an honor to publish every article that goes up on the site. Here are the editor's choices from the top most read articles of 2019. Each one of these articles will be recorded and featured on the Muslim Matters podcast within the upcoming days, so stay tuned. Number 10. Reflections on Muslim Approaches to the Abortion Debate, The Problem of Narrow Conceptualization, by Sheikh Salman Yunus. This comprehensive scholarly essay, published in August, was nuanced and forced the reader to take a step back and holistically look at the issue of abortion. Sheikh Salman, a traditionally trained scholar, is completing his PhD at Oxford University on early Hanafi fiqh. He writes, quote, "American Muslims must go beyond simplistic and emotionally charged approaches to the abortion question. This issue, like many others, cannot be properly addressed through a narrowly defined law, politics, or clash of ideologies narrative, especially at the level of individual fatawa, communal irshad, or political activism, advocacy, or legislation." Number 9. Sheikh Hamza Yusuf and the Question of Rebellion in the Islamic Tradition, written by Dr. Usama Al-Azmi. In this September piece, which predated many controversies, Dr. Azmi, a departmental lecturer in contemporary Islamic studies at the University of Oxford, argued Sheikh Hamza's contention that the Islamic tradition has uniformly called for the rendering of obedience to tyrannical rule. Number 8. What Fasting Demands from Us, by Mufti Taqi Usmani. This article was a Ramadan treat, a translation of the work by the esteemed South Asian scholar. Ramadan is commonly viewed as only a month of fasting in Taraweeh, and that there is no other significance to it. Without a doubt, the fasting and the Taraweeh prayers are two major acts of worship in this month. However, the reality is that the blessed month of Ramadan demands more from us. Number 7. When Faith Hurts, written by Zeba Khan. This piece by the Muslim Matters Director of Development and regular writer Zeba Khan hit a nerve with many readers. It went deep into what needs to happen for us to acknowledge our pain as well as our faith. She writes, quote, "Our spiritual education is broken. In order to fix it, we have to be upfront with each other. We have to admit that we can be happy with Allah and still find ourselves devastated by the tests He puts before us, because faith is not a protection from struggle." End quote. Number 6. Emotional Intelligence, A Tool for Change, written by Imam Mikhail Smith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed perfection in both moral intelligence and interpersonal understanding, and the author, Imam Mikhail Smith, encapsulates this in his book on prophetic emotional intelligence. He writes, quote, "Moral intelligence helps us maintain our ideals and live by them, while emotional intelligence ensures that the message is effectively communicated to others. Emotional intelligence by itself is not sufficient for individual reform or societal reform. Instead, it is only one part of the puzzle. The aql, or intellect, that is referenced repeatedly in the Quran, is a more comprehensive tool that not only recognizes how to understand the psychological and emotional aspects of people, but recognizing morally upright and sound behavior." Number 5. Sri Lankan Muslims to Fast in Solidarity with Fellow Christians, written by Rashid Riza. Mainstream Muslims have, in fact, been at the forefront, not just locally, but also internationally, in the fight against extremism within Muslim communities. Sri Lankan Muslims, a numerical minority, though a well-integrated native community in Sri Lanka's colorful social fabric, seek to take the lead in helping to alleviate the suffering currently plaguing our nation. This article is on this list not just because it was an excellent read, but because of the positive effect it had on repairing divides caused by the attacks. Number 4. Loving Muslim Marriage, Episode 2. Do Women Desire Sex? Featuring Saba Sayyid and Zeba Khan. In this episode, the Loving Muslim Marriage team asked an obvious question with what seemed like an obvious answer. Do women need sex? Obviously, yes. If that's the case, though, then why is expressing a sexual need or seeking help for sexual issues such a taboo in Muslim cultures? Obviously, many people wanted to learn more. Number 3. Are You Prepared for Marriage and Building a Family? Written by Mona Islam. This article is a curriculum for young Muslims with real-life examples that parents, teachers, and youth groups can use. Expert curriculum designer Mona Islam emphasizes the need for this education in middle and high school. She writes, quote, "In retrospect, we learn that marriage is not simply a door that we walk through which changes our life, but something that each young Muslim and Muslima should be preparing for individually through observation, introspection, and reflection." End quote. Number 2. The Day I Die, written by Imam Umar Suleiman. Imam Umar's column never fails to uplift readers. This was his most poignant post. He writes, quote, "A wise man once said to me, always put your funeral in front of you and work backwards in constructing your life accordingly. With the deaths of righteous people, that advice always advances to the front of my thoughts." End quote. And the number 1 article from our top 10 Editor's Choice of 2019 is Few Can Build, Many Can Destroy, written by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Shinawi. With so many internal and external forces bent on crushing our souls, this article compels us to adopt the Quranic formula for returning the Ummah to health, focusing on developing the good more than destroying the evil. He writes, quote, "The Quran also nurtured in its reader's spirit the magnificence of God far more than it illustrated the futility of idol worship. All because deepening your understanding of who Allah is will always outperform identifying who Allah is not, and because the second will naturally happen once the first has been secured." End quote. My name is Zeba Khan, and on behalf of Muslim Matters, I would like to thank you, our readers, for the last 12 years of amazing work in the field of Muslim media and Muslim publication. Without your support, we would not be here as one of the oldest and largest online magazines for Islamic content. To learn more about us or to support our work, visit us at muslimmatters.org/donate.